It was the sad confirmation of what was widely feared, that American hostage Kayla Mueller, once held captive by ISIS, is dead. The president said in a statement, no matter how long it takes, the United States will find and bring to justice the terrorists who are responsible for Kayla's captivity and death. An emotional Arizona Senator, John McCain, whose state Mueller called home, choked up as he paid tribute to the fallen aid worker.
She will never be forgotten.
The White House rejected claims from ISIS that Mueller was killed in last week's airstrikes that came after the terrorist group burned to death a Jordanian pilot.
The information that we have is that there is no evidence of civilians in the target area prior to the coalition strike taking place.
With Mueller's death adding pressure on the White House to strike back, the president is expected to officially ask Congress as soon as tomorrow to back a measure to authorize the war on ISIS. It would replace the more open-ended 2002 authorization for the war in Iraq. Sources say the current proposal would be specific to the fight against ISIS and expire in 3 years. But one big sticking point remains, whether the new authorization would limit U.S. boots on the ground, something Republicans may not accept.
I'm not talking about an Iraqi invasion of 100,000 American troops that would hold the territory. I'm not talking about an occupying American force. I'm talking about a force to supplement the regional forces that exist today. If you took American combat power off the table in terms of ground troops, I'd vote against it.
A sign the administration could face an uphill climb, White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough roaming the halls of Congress trying to whip up support. One thing the White House is ruling out is any coordination with Syria over airstrikes, even though that country's leader, Bashar al-Assad, told the BBC his government is speaking to the U.S. through third parties.
Through third party, more than one party, Iraq and other countries, sometimes they convey message, general message, but there's nothing tactical.
There has been no coordination as it relates to the specific details of our military operations in Syria.